As you know, London children have been evacuated to the south coast, which seemed absolutely crazy. And of course, when the war hotted up and we realised we were in danger of invasion, they had to be re-housed, re-evacuated. And a whole mass of them were evacuated to Farnham. And we teachers had to go into school at Wrecklesham on a Sunday to receive the children. And I suppose it was the Farnham Urban Council anyway, it was some local officials, had got it all organised. Well, we also had got it all organised. We had organised how the room should be used and how we would deal with them, one thing and another. That was all swept out of the way. Just stand back and forget it. And then they allocated these poor little children to the various homes where they had to go to. And I could see one little girl now, she must have been about 7. She stood looking at me, and she came up to me and she caught hold of my hands and she said, "Take me home with you." And I nearly broke my heart. I said, "Well, I'm sorry, but I live a long way away from here and we're not taking children to our homes." That was one thing. And then the other abiding memory I have is we had air raid shelters built in the school gardens. And every now and again, I don't think we ever really had a genuine raid while we were at school, but we did have practice sirens to see how quickly we could get the children into their shelters. And they were like tunnels, of course, in the gravel soil of Farnham, and cold and smelly and dark. And we had large classes, and we used to rush over, get them down there, sit them along the benches at the side. And I had a little boy in my class, and I cannot remember what his name was, but he was like a little cockney sparrow. And he kept the whole of my form and me in high spirits by leading them in singing. And the one song I remember from all that time was, "I've got sixpence, jolly, jolly sixpence."